is Matt Lauer? More importantly, where in the world is Matt Lauer's pants? We'll get to that. Boy. Yeah, the revelations that are coming out about Matt Lauer, I mean, it's a boatload. There is no way on God's green earth these folks at NBC didn't know. We'll get to that. Plus Al Franken, John Conyers, the over-under. Will he resign today? Will he hold out? He's on his way out of guaranteed. Oh, and by the way, there's a thing we should talk about called tax reform and the government shutdown. Please, bring your pants to the party. Let's do this. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, so here's the thing. There is no way that NBC didn't know what was going on. I'll tell you that right now. There is no way on God's green earth that NBC News had no idea what was going on with Matt Lauer. It's just not believable. I mean, years before, Matt Lauer helped leak the tape demonizing Donald Trump as an abuser of women. You know, you wonder where Billy Bush is today. Years before, Matt Lauer helped to leak the tape. The Billy Bush tape demonizing Donald Trump as an alleged abuser of women. He was groping Katie Couric. He was sexually harassing multiple women and apparently may have sexually assaulted one to the point that she passed out in his office. Let that sink in. Let that sink in about the news media and their credibility in 2017. What credibility does an institution have that knowingly allows its top talent, if you will, to openly stalk the halls and boardrooms and offices as predators? I've worked in this business since 1987. I've worked for NBC News. I've worked for smaller companies and smaller newsrooms and radio stations. I have never seen the kind of behavior being described coming out of NBC. Appalling doesn't even begin to cover this. This is why we train our children. This is why we talk to our children. We train our boys to be good young men and therefore good men in general. We teach them boundaries and how to treat women. We treat our women about respect for themselves and for others as well. This is how we teach our children. Who taught these people? Yeah, the New York Times reporting now that Matt Lauer once summoned a married female employee to his office, locked the door with the secret button, by the way. Did you hear about that part? Matt Lauer had a button under his desk, a secret button that would lock the door so that nobody else could come into his office if he were, say, busy. So once he summoned this married female employee to his office, he locked the door and sexually assaulted her, according to the New York Times, until she passed out. That was 15 years ago. The woman was in her 40s. According to the report, Lauer, behind his desk, took a seat in the office. She said he locked the door from a button at his desk and asked her to unbutton her blouse. She said she complied and claims he got up from her desk, approached her from behind, bent her over the desk, and assaulted her. She says she later woke up on the floor.
She said Lauer had his assistant take her to a nurse. She told the Times that Lauer never mentioned the encounter with her again and that she left the network about a year later. And this is just one report after another, after another, after another. I give credit and kudos to Melissa Francis, news anchor at Fox Now, who predicted, by the way, she worked at NBC, she knew. She knew. She predicted correctly that other media industry outlets would get their turn to receive scrutiny. Melissa Francis, who's been on this program a couple of times, mother of three, Harvard grad, most notably in her early career, was on Little House on the Prairie. But as you know, about a year or so ago, Fox News famously fired CEO Roger Ailes and top-rated anchor Bill O'Reilly and several others owing to sexual harassment allegations in the workplace, which prompted various mainstream media competitors and TV critics, as well as the social justice cohorts, to throw a whole lot of shade on the Murdoch family-owned channel. Big shame. But here's what Melissa Francis wrote several months ago. It's everywhere in my industry. Other powerful women at major networks have also talked to me since everything has happened at Fox and identified people at their networks who are also doing inappropriate things. As I watch other networks where I know there are predators throw stones at us, I kind of sit there and wait for their time to come, because those other managers at other networks know who they are. And the talent and people working there know too. The more people who hear other people's stories and feel empowered to say something, the better. Melissa Francis was spot on. She nailed it. This kind of behavior, this actual war on women, delegitimizes all of these nonsensical things you've heard for years. Because most of these people working in these big newsrooms, people like Matt Lauer, are on the left. They're Hollywood. They're favorites. They're at all the parties. They're at all the get-togethers. They're the who's who of the left. And now we know they're the who's who of the most depraved, soulless, mean-spirited people you'll ever hear of. It's beyond repugnant. It is the darkness of a soul beyond belief to treat people and abuse people like this, because you have power. Because you have the power to do so. And I don't believe for a second that NBC News didn't know, because they damn well did. You know it. And so do I. So where in the world is Matt Lauer? I don't think he will surface for a very, very long time. Big show ahead today. We'll talk about it. Brian Kelly will be here to talk about his run for governor. Congressman Tim Walberg will be here to talk taxes. And I'll be here to talk the truth. It's the Steve Gruber Show.